missed my cue. Good morning. Let's begin with prayer again, please. Lord, we need your help this morning. Help us to hear your voice. Help me to speak your words. Be with us as we worship you this morning. I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You can tell by looking that I am not a runner. But this morning I want to look at one of the Apostle Paul's favorite images for the Christian life.
但是今天早上我想要跟大家分享的是，就是使徒保罗最喜欢的一个基督徒生命的一个图像，就是赛跑的人。
Several times in his letter, he compares the Christian life to a race.
他在他的书信之中很多次他提到，他把这个基督徒的生活当作是一场赛跑。
This morning we're in the middle of Philippians 3.
我们今天早上看的就是我们之前一直学的腓立比书第三章。
Paul has stated his life goal that we looked at a few weeks ago.
我们几周前看到保罗把他的生命的目标也呈现给我们。His
goal to fully know Jesus Christ.
他的目标就是使我认识基督。And
after he describes that goal,
他描述了他的这个生命的目标之后,
he begins this way in verse 12.
在十二节他这样说,
Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。
I haven't yet accomplished that goal.
我还没有达到这个目标。
But I press on to make it my own.
但是我乃是竭力追求。
Because Christ Jesus has made me his own.
他说或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own.
十三节，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了。
He says, I'm not claiming I'm already there.
他说我不是说我已经到了终点线了。But
one thing I do.
我只有一件事。
Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead.
就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
第十四节，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
If there was anyone in history who could have said, I've arrived, it would be the Apostle Paul.
如果这个人类历史上有任何一个人能够很宣称说我已经得到了，那么就应该是使徒保罗。
By the time he writes this, he's been following Jesus for nearly 30 years.
他在写这封腓立比书的时候已经跟从耶稣有30年。
He's risked his life for the gospel.
他为福音献上他的生命。
He's preached throughout the Roman Empire.
他在整个罗马帝国到处讲道。
And when he writes these words, he's in prison facing a possible death sentence.
他在写腓立比书的时候，实在监狱里实际上面临的就有可能是死刑的审判。
If there is anyone who could say, I don't need to grow anymore, it would be Paul.
如果有任何人可以说，我不需要再成长了，我已经长足了，那就应该是使徒保罗。
But he says, I haven't yet arrived.
但是保罗说，我还没有得着。
I'm still running.
我还在奔跑。
I cannot stop short of the finish line.
我在达到终点线之前，我不能停下。
And in these three verses, he gives us three things that you and I need to know about running the Christian race.
在这三节里面，他给了我们三个很重要的要点，就是我们在这个基督徒生活奔跑的时候需要注意的。First
of all, he says to us that we run this race through God's grace.
首先他告诉我们，我们这样的奔跑是靠着神的恩典来的。Listen
again to verse 12.
再看看第十二节。
Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。But
I press on to make it my own.
我乃是竭力追求。That
tells me that this race is going to require effort.
这告诉我说，他这场奔跑是需要他付出努力的。The
Christian life is a race. We have to run.
基督徒的生活就是一场赛跑，我们必须要奔跑。And
honestly, the reason I don't run physically is running takes effort.
跟大家说实话，我没法跑步，你们看看我的体型就知道了，因为跑步太辛苦了。It's
hard.
实在是不容易啊。You
can't win a race sitting in a recliner.
你躺在躺椅上，怎么可能赢得一场赛跑呢？Running
a race takes effort.
要想去赛跑，一定是需要付出努力的。
Sweat hard work. And so he tells us that the race will require effort. But listen to the rest of the verse. Because he tells us that this is not our own strength that makes this possible. I press on. But he says, because Christ Jesus has made me his own.
翻译，就我们中文的翻译有点不太好理解，但英文或者原文的意思实际上是说，因为基督已经得着我了。
The power to run the race comes from God.
因为我去奔跑，我的力量是来自于神。Paul
says the only reason I can even run this race is that Jesus Christ has made me his own.
保罗说，我唯一的原因我能够这样去奔跑，就是因为耶稣基督已经得着我了。
You see, as Christians, I think we're tempted to make one of two mistakes.
你知道吗？作为基督徒，我们常常会犯两个错误之中的一个。
On one side is the mistake of overconfidence.
一方面就是我们有时候就过于的自信了。
I am strong enough to run this race in my own power.
我很坚强，我靠着我自己的力量，我一个人就可以完成这场比赛。
I pray every day.
我每天都祷告。
I read the Bible.
我也读经。
I go to church.
我也来教会。
I'm in a small group.
而且我是在我们的小组。
I can do this.
我一个人做得到。
Simon Peter made this mistake.
我们知道西门彼得就犯过这个错。
Just a few hours before Jesus is arrested,
就在耶稣被捕之前的几个小时,
he looks at all his disciples and he says, you're going to fall away.
耶稣看着他的门徒们就跟他们讲, 你们都要跌倒。
Peter says, no.
彼得说不可能。
Even though they all fall away, I will not.
众人虽然跌倒, 我总不能。
If I must die with you, I will not deny you.
即使我可必须和你同死, 我也不能不认你。
I mean, Peter thinks, I'm Peter.
彼得就说我是彼得呀。
Jesus called me the rock.
耶稣自己都说我是那块石头。
I'm strong, I can do this.
我很坚强, 我一定做得到。
And just a few hours later, he is denying that he ever knew Jesus.
就在几个小时之后, 就彼得就一次一次地否认他认识耶稣。
You see, as soon as we grow confident in our own power, we're just one step from failure.
你知道吗? 当我们对自己过于自信的时候, 我们真的离这个, 离失败只有一步之遥。
Because none of us is smarter or more powerful than Satan.
因为我们中间没有一个人会比魔鬼撒旦更聪明或者是更
And as soon as we rely on our own strength, we will fall.
我们如果真正是
We must never say, I am strong enough to run this race in my own strength. But there's another mistake that Christians make. To say, I don't need to do anything.
就会说,
I will just sit back and let God carry me to the finish line.
我就这么躺着，让神抱着我冲过终点线。
I don't need to build the self-discipline to resist temptation.
我也不需要去训练自己，让我有自律，可以去抵御一切的诱惑。
I don't need to read the Bible and pray to grow in my relationship with God.
我也不需要读经，也不需要去祷告，让我跟神的关系更亲近。
I don't need a small group for accountability.
我也不需要一个小组，让我去跟大家汇报我做了些什么。
I'm just going to kind of coast to heaven.
我就想着这一路我就坐享其成的就这么飘到天国去。
Peter's an example of the first mistake of overconfidence.
彼得作为这个就是前面这个错误就是我们过于自信彼得是一个例子。
Demas is an example of the second mistake.
但是这个第二个错是在圣经中也提到迪马犯了第二个错。
Spiritual laziness.
就是在属灵上面太过
You see, Demas had been one of Paul's assistants. But in 2 Timothy, Paul says,
但是在提摩太后书的第四章, 保罗说,
Demas has deserted me.
迪马离弃我了。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because he was in love with this present world.
因为迪马贪爱现今的世界,就离弃我往帖撒罗尼迦去了。
Now, Paul does not say that Demas did anything terrible. He doesn't say he committed some horrible, terrible scandal. He just says Demas liked this world. He loved this world. He wanted to be comfortable.
他就想要舒舒服服的。
He wanted an easy life.
他想要有一个更容易的生活。
He didn't like the idea of being beaten and thrown in prison along with Paul.
他可不想就跟着保罗一起被人打，然后被丢在监里。
I think he still plans to go to heaven.
我想迪马也想去天堂吧。
But he decides he would like an easier way to get there.
但是迪马就想要更舒服的、更容易的一个生活。
Peter's mistake was to trust in his own strength.
所以彼得的错在于他过于依赖他自己的力量。
Demas's mistake is to expect the Christian life to be easy.
但是迪马的错就在于他指望着说基督徒生活应该更容易一些。
And Paul's response to both is this.
保罗对他们两个人这种错的这个回应就是
I will run the Christian race with every ounce of energy I have.
他说我会在这个基督徒的这场赛跑之中，我会用我最后用尽我所有的力量去奔跑。
But the energy to run comes from God.
但是我去奔跑的这个力量的源头是神。
Colossians 1, he said it this way.
在哥罗西书第一章他这么说。
For this I toil.
我也为此劳苦。
That's work.
这就是我们要。
That's something I must do.
我必须要做的这个工作。
For this I toil.
我为此劳苦。
Struggling with all his energy.
但是我是用他给我的大能在尽心竭力。
That's God.
这是神的力。
I toil.
我在劳苦。
I work.
我去努力工作。
But I do it with the energy that God powerfully works within me.
我是照着他在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力。
We could paraphrase it like this.
我们可以这样去解读。
I work up a sweat.
我是流汗的在辛苦工作。
I'm putting my whole heart into this.
我把全心全意的去做。
But all the energy that I am using comes from God.
但是我所有的精力都是来自于神。
The Christian life is going to require effort.
所以一个基督徒的生活是需要努力的。
But the energy to do it comes from God.
但是这个精力，我们努力，这个精力的源头是神。
So Paul says in verse 12, I haven't arrived.
所以第十二节保罗说这不是说我已经得到
But I am pressing on to reach the goal.
但是我乃是竭力追求
To make it my own.
是让他或者可以得着
Because Christ Jesus has made me his own.
因为基督耶稣已经得着我
I think he is saying this.
我想他是这么
On the Damascus road, Jesus took hold of me.
因为在去大马色的路上耶稣已经抓住了保罗
And he set me on a new path.
神让保罗走了一条新路。
And because of that,
正因为如此
，because of what he has already done,
因为耶稣在保罗身上所做的
，I will not quit till I reach the goal.
我在到达我的目标之前，我绝对不会放弃。
Please don't think you can live the Christian life in your own power.
所以你不要以为我们靠着自己的力量可以去过我们的基督徒的生活。
That overconfidence will cause you to fail.
我们这样过于自信会让我们失败的。
But please don't think you can coast to heaven.
但是也不要以为我们就一路轻轻松松的就会上天堂。
Because that spiritual laziness will cause you to fail.
因为属灵上过于懒惰也会让我们失败。
Nowhere in the Bible does it talk about a feather bed.
这个圣经上可从来没有哪一处提到有羽毛床。
A lazy boy recliner.
一个很舒服的摇椅。
No.
没有。
Instead, Paul talks about pursuing.
而且保罗一直在说的就是要追求。
Running.
要奔跑。
Fighting.
要去斗争。
Pressing.
而且要努力。
He says discipleship is not for the half-hearted.
他说这个门徒可不是一个三心二意的人能做。
God has taken hold of us and set us on a path.
因为神已经抓着我们，让我们走上一条新路。
And now we must run.
所以我们就必须要奔跑。
Through His grace.
是靠着神的恩典去奔跑。
Verse 12 tells us we run through God's grace.
所以在第十二节他提到说我们是靠着神的恩典在奔跑。
Then verse 13 gives us a picture of how we run.
第三节他给我们一个图像让我们看看我们是怎么样在奔跑。
I do not consider that I have made it my own.
我不是以为自己已经得着了。
He's saying I haven't got there, I haven't arrived.
他说我还没到终点呢。
But then he shows us his focus as a runner.
然后他告诉我们，作为一个奔跑者，他的焦点在哪里
？But one thing I do.
我只有一件事。
He says I've got one thing I'm doing, one focus.
保罗说我只有一个焦点，只有一件事。
And then he shows us this one thing has two parts to it.
然后这件事有两个部分。
First he says I am forgetting what lies behind.
就是忘记背后。
I'm not bound to the past.
我不会 把过去的跟我现在捆绑起来。
Paul says, if I'm going to run the race successfully, I must forget the past.
他说，如果我要想成功的完成这场赛事，我就必须把过去抛开。
Paul knew that looking back is fatal to a runner.
对于一个奔跑的人来讲，回头看实际上是非常致命的错。
I told you I don't run.
我自己我不会跑步。
But I have read a book about running.
但是我读了关于奔跑的一本书。
I think it's almost the same.
我觉得这差不多是一个意思吧。
And I read about a famous race.
我读到了这个书里头讲到一个非常有名的一场赛跑。
1954.
在1954年。
Roger Bannister from England.
英国的这个 Roger Bannister.
John Landy from Australia.
和澳大利亚的 John Landy.
The most famous one-mile race in history.
那时候他们两人就赛了一场，有一场关于一个英里的比赛，是很有名的一场比赛。
Earlier that year, in separate races, both of those men had broken the four-minute mile.
你知道，在那一年1954年早前的时候，他们两个人分别在打破了这个四分钟的这个障碍。就是在四分钟之内跑完一英里。
And now for the first time they were running against each other.
然后这第一次他们两个人在一场比赛里，两个人要比看谁跑得快。
In Canada.
他们是在加拿大比赛的。
35,000 fans were there to watch what became known as the Miracle Mile.
那天有35,000个观众来去给他们欢呼，所以这场比赛就被称为是奇迹的一英里。
Last week I watched a video of this race.
上个礼拜我看了一个录像，就关于这场比赛的录像。
John Landy took the lead.
这个 John Landy 开始跑得更快。
Coming into the final lap, it looked like there was no way that Roger Bannister could catch him.
他已经到了他那个跑的最后一圈了，看起来这个 Roger 根本不可能追上他。
You can watch this race as little by little, Bannister is catching up.
你可以看到后面这个 Bannister 一路在慢慢的在追上来，他们中间的距离就越来越短。
He's running right behind John Landy.
他就紧紧地跟在他的背后。
The crowd, everyone is standing cheering.
哦，当时这个观众都是白热化的，站起来拼命地在那叫欢呼。
And later in an interview,
但是后来在一场
John Landy said that because of the noise, he couldn't hear where Roger Bannister was.
在一场采访之中，他后来跟媒体讲，他说就是因为周围的观众拼命地欢呼，他听不到后面这个人这个脚步声。
He knew he was right behind him somewhere, but he didn't know for sure how far. He couldn't hear him anymore.
因为他知道他就在他后面跑，马上就追上来，但是他因为听不到他的脚步声，他不知道他现在究竟跑到哪儿。
And you can see him look over his shoulder.
所以你在录像上可以看得很清楚，他就。
And in that moment where he loses his concentration.
就在那一瞬间，他已经。他的焦点就不在这个前面的终点线。
Roger Bannister passed him and won the race.
所以他后面这个 Roger Bannister 就在那一瞬间超越他。
Paul would have said to John Landy.
所以保罗，如果是保罗对这个 John Landy 讲话，他就
说 Don't look back.
千万别回头、啊。
If you look back, you're going to lose the race.
你如果回头看，你就会失去这场比赛的这个优势。
Forget what's behind.
要忘记过去。
When Paul says he's forgetting what's behind.
当保罗说他要忘记背后，他是。
I think he's forgetting those things we talked about last month that he claimed for his glory.
你还记得吗？我们上两个星期我们讲到，保罗曾经认为他过去是充满荣耀的，他是把这一切都抛诸脑后了。
The things that he talks about earlier in this chapter.
在这一章之前，他也讲到他过去做了些什么。
His status as a Pharisee.
他是一个法利赛人，非常敬虔。
His zeal for the law.
他对于律法非常热心。
I think Paul is saying, I forget all of that. I put that behind me.
我想保罗是说，我把这一切都忘记丢在背后。我
None of that matters for the goal.
对于我的目标来讲，这一切都不重要了。
And I think he knows that some of us rely on our past.
我想他知道，我们很多人都是依赖于我们的过去。
We say, look at the good things I've done.
我们会说，你看看过去我做了这么多好事。
But part of running the Christian race is forgetting.What good things we think we've done in the past and focusing on the goal.
但是一个基督徒的生活，我们必须要忘记我们过去所做的，而是把目标就焦点集中在我们的目标。
But I think Paul is also for putting his failures behind him.
我想保罗同样的，他把他过去的一些失败也丢在后面了。
Remember that when Stephen was stoned to death, the first Christian martyr.
我们还记得吗？就是斯蒂凡是第一位这基督徒的这个殉道者，他当时被石头打死的时候。
Paul is standing there cheering for his death.
保罗在帮着那些处死他的人看衣服呢，他就在跟着周围的人一起在欢呼。
And now Paul is in prison facing his own possible death sentence.
现在保罗自己也下在监里，然后他面临的可能是死刑。
And he thinks, how could I have ever cheered for a Christian to be killed?
他肯定在问，他良心拷问，他就说，我怎么可能在基督徒被杀的时候居然在旁边欢呼呢？
Paul probably remembers when he arrested mothers and fathers, threw them into prison.
保罗说不定也记得他过去曾经把基督徒就是父亲母亲抓起来下在监里。
Left their children without a parent at home.
让他们的孩子在家里头没有无父无母去照顾。
He thinks, how could I have done that?
他肯定就问自己，我怎么能那样做呢？
He knows his failures in the past.
所以保罗知道他过去的失败。
But he says, the only way I can win the race
但是保罗说我要想赢得这场赛跑
is to leave all that behind
我必须把过去的一切都忘掉
and focus on the goal
要努力面前集中
You see, some of us struggle with our past failures
我们中间也有人就为过去的失败耿耿于怀
We think I'll never make it
你想我就在想 我永远不可能做到
Look at my record
你看看我过去的记录
Look how many times I failed
你看看我错了我失败多少次
But part of running the Christian race
但是基督徒生命中的这场奔跑
is putting the past failures behind us.
也就是我们把过去的失败也要抛诸脑后。
I used to be a pianist.
我过去是一个去弹钢琴的钢琴师。
And I went through a period where performing was really a struggle.
有一段时间对我来讲，去每次去表演都是一场挣扎。
Because every time I would perform, I would remember failures in earlier performances.
因为每次我去表演的时候，我就会想起我上次表演时候犯过的一些错。
I would be playing and things would be going well.
我会在那弹，然后一切都很顺利。
And then I would remember, you know, when I was practicing, I forgot a note in the next measure.
我就会想，哦，我弹到这个地方，我上次糟糕了。我上次表演的时候，这个里头我有一个小节我错过了。
And I'd forget it again.
然后我又一次就把它错过了。
And finally, I found a coach who helped me.
最后我终于找到一个教练来训练我。
By teaching me to forget my failures.
他就来训练我能够把过去这些犯的错都忘记
to put it aside
要把它放到一边
and I think some of us need to find a coach for our Christian life
我想我们中间也有人需要这样的一个教练来帮助我们去过基督徒的
we are tied to our past failures
我们把自己跟过去的错绑在一起
it looks something like this
会看起来是这样
maybe the Holy Spirit speaks to you and says you need to treat your family differently
也许这个圣灵在跟你讲，你需要对于你的家人，你的态度要改变。
You're not showing my love to your family.
你没有把我的爱显示给你的家人。
And you say, "Okay, I'm going to try."
然后你就说，啊，我试试。
But you remember those times in the past when you blew up.
然后你就想起来你过去情绪失控的那些时候。
And you think, "I'll never be any different."
然后你就在想。
I can never change.
我永远改变不了，我就是这样的人。
You allow your yesterdays to control your tomorrows.
你允许你的昨天来控制你的明天。
You decide that tomorrow can never be any different than yesterday was.
你已经决定了，你觉得明天跟昨天不会有什么区别。
But forgetting the past means allowing God to make tomorrow different than yesterday.
但是忘记背后意味着。你允许神来掌控你的明天，而不让昨天来控制你。
Part of running the Christian race is learning to forget.
所以，奔跑这个基督徒的这场赛跑，一个重要的一个方面就是要忘记。
Forgetting the self-righteousness of the past.
要忘记我们过去自以为意的时候。
Forgetting the failures of the past.
要忘记我们过去的失败。
Paul says, "I forget what's behind."
所以保罗说，我要忘记背后。
And the second part of that focus, he says, "I strain forward." To what lies ahead.
第二点就是努力面前的。
Now again, do you hear the word of effort there?
你又听到吗？保罗又说到要努力。
I am straining forward.
我在努力面前的。
Sue and I used to love to go on cruises.
我太太苏跟我以前我们很喜欢去坐游轮。
Because for 7 days, 10 days, someone else does everything.
因为在游轮上多舒服啊。整整七天十天别人什么都做了做饭、啊、什么都帮我们做了
All you have to do is eat, sleep and get fat
你在游轮上你唯一能做的就是吃睡然后就长胖
It's nice
这当然好舒服啊
But I've looked at the itineraries
但是我回头我看看我们的行程表
There is not a single cruise line that offers a cruise to heaven
没有任何一个游轮给你一场可以让你这样一场旅行让
你 They don't go there
送到天堂去
You see, we are on a battleship, not a cruise ship.
我们现在所乘坐的是一艘战舰，不是游轮。
Paul says we're running.
保罗说我们在奔跑。
We're straining every muscle to reach the goal.
我们身上的每一条肌肉都要运动起来，我们要去努力面前的这个目标。
Now this is important. It's not because God wants to make the Christian life difficult.
你要注意，这很重要的。神不是想让我们的基督徒生活变得很困难。
It is not that God says, I want to make it hard for you.
主不是说我要让你的生活过得很。
I'm going to try to make you fail. No, not at all.
主没有说我要让你尝尝失败的滋味，不是这样的。
But Paul knows that Satan wants to keep us from the goal.
但是保罗知道魔鬼撒旦想让我们能够。
And so he is going to put roadblocks in our way. He is going to try to distract us from the goal. He is going to tempt us to give up. So Paul says, you must strain for what lies ahead. A runner who gives every bit of energy.
一个奔跑者一定要全身的所有力量都调动起来去跑。
How do we run? He says.
那我们怎么跑呢？
We forget what's behind.
我们要忘记背后。
We strain forward to what lies ahead.
努力面前的。
And then he says, he tells us why we run.
然后他告诉我们为什么要跑。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
He says, I am running to win a prize.
他说我奔跑是为了得到这个奖赏。
The reason we must forget what's behind is we must keep our eye on the goal.
我们为什么要忘记过去，忘记背后，就为了我们的目光要集中在我们的目标上。
We saw last month Paul's great goal is to know Christ.
我们上个月我们看到保罗的一个很大的目标就是要认识基督。
He says, I want to know him.
使我认识基督。
Why?
为什么?
For the prize of the upward call of God.
是为了得到神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的。
Paul says, I know that at the end of the race there's a prize and I want to be there to get it.
保罗说他知道完成这场比赛我可以得到奖赏，他想要得到这份奖赏。
You see, we become discouraged in a race when we forget the prize.
你知道吗？当我们在奔跑时候，我们忘记以后会得的奖赏的话，我们就会就失望泄气了。
And it's very easy to forget the heavenly prize.
而且很容易我们会忘记天堂的结果。
Because things in this earth are much more visible.
因为这个世界上的事情才是更容易看得到的。
We can see money.We can see entertainment. We can see our career success. Those things are tangible. But the prize for the Christian life, that seems far away. The Apostle John wrote something of the same.
使徒约翰也写过同样类似的事情。
He said, "Do not love the world or the things in the world."
就是约翰一书第二章十五节，不要爱世界和世界上的事。
For all that is in the world, and then he lists them.
当时他列出来凡世上的事。
The desires of the flesh.
就像肉体的情欲。
The desires of the eyes.
眼目的情欲。
The pride of life.
并今生的骄傲。
Those things are not from the Father, but from the world.
都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
And then he tells us why we must not put our love on those things.
而且他要告诉我们为什么我们不应该把我们的爱放在这些事情上。
And the world is passing away.
第十七节，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。
Along with its desires.
这世上的情欲也都要过去。
But whoever does the will of God abides forever.
唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长
存。He says, "Don't waste your affections on things that are going to soon disappear."
他说不要把你的这个感情浪费在这些马上就要消失的这些事情。
Live for something that matters.
要去为一些更重要的事来生活。
But if we're going to do that, we have to keep our eye on the prize.
我们要这样做的话，我们必须把眼光集中在我们的奖赏上。
A couple weeks ago, Pastor Joe mentioned Eric Liddell, one of the most famous runners in history.
几周前，周牧师讲到提到 Eric Liddell， 我们中国人对他可能应该有所了解。
If you've ever seen Chariots of Fire, you know the story of his famous race in 1923.
我们大家可能很多人看过那场电影，就是《烈火战车》，得了很多奥斯卡奖的。他是在中国出生的一个基督徒，他是 那场电影里面讲到1923年很有名的一场比赛。
Another runner bumped into him and knocked him down.
他们在奔跑的时候，有一个后面的跑者把他给撞倒了。
By the time he got back up, he was 20 meters behind the other runners.
他等他爬起来的时候，别的跑者已经在他前面二十米开外了。
Most runners would have said, "Well, I lose."
大部分赛跑的人可能在这种情形下，
But he jumped up, began running as hard as he could.
但是他跳起来拼命的就冲过去。
And he ended up winning the race.
结果最后他居然还是赢了。
A year later, during the Paris Olympics, he became even more famous when he set a new world record in the 400-meter race.
一年以后，1924年巴黎奥运会，他得到了这个400米的世界打破世界纪录，得到金牌。
And that's where the movie ends.
这个电影就是在这儿高潮处结束。
But that wasn't Eric Liddell's last race.
但是这可绝对不是 Eric Liddell 的最后一场比赛。
He kept running.
他继续在奔跑。
A different kind of race.
但是他跑的是一个不一样的一场赛。
The race that Paul describes running.
他跑的是保罗所描述的这场赛。
A year after the Olympics.
在奥林匹克运动会之后一年。
Eric Liddell went to China as a missionary.
Eric Liddell 就到中国去做中国内地会的宣教。
He was running Paul's race.
他奔跑的就是保罗的这场比赛。
1941, the Japanese occupied China.
到了1941年，日本侵略中国。
Liddell was told he probably should leave, but he stayed there. He kept running.
他是这个 Liddell 是英国人，所以当时他就应该可以回到英国去，但是他没有走。
2 years later, he was taken to a prison camp and died there at the age of 43. One of his biographers said, "His gravestone should read, 'He died running.'"
所以他的一个传记作者就说，他的墓碑上应该写，他是在奔跑
中死的。Because to the end, he was running for the prize.
因为一直到他生命的最后一刻，他都是在奔跑，要追求这个奖赏。
To the end, he was living the life that Paul described.
因为一直到生命最后一刻，他在都是在过着保罗所描述的基督徒生活。
Forgetting what lies behind，
忘记背后。
Straining forward to what lies ahead，
努力面前的。
He pressed on to the goal，
向着标杆直跑。
For the prize，
是为了得到神给的这份奖赏。
This morning, Paul says to every one of us，
今天早上保罗也对我们每一个人说
，Don't quit running，
不要放弃。
Through God's grace, you have power to run the race.
靠着神的恩典，你有去奔跑的这个力量。
But don't give up.
但是绝对不要放弃。
Don't get sidetracked.
也不要被别的事情分心。
Keep your eye on the goal.
要把目光集中在你的目标上。
Keep running.
不停地跑下去。
Let them write on your gravestone, "He died running."
让别人也可以在你的这个墓碑上写，他是在奔跑之中死的。
We're ending this morning with communion. We're ending the service with communion.
哦，今天我们这个讲到结尾，牧师要带大家一起来领圣餐。
And when I first planned on this message for today, I did not realize it was going to be communion.
我之前在准备这个讲道的时候，我不知道我的讲道正好跟我们领圣餐是在一天。
But I'm very grateful for how communion fell this month.
但是我对此我非常感恩，就是我们这个月正好这个圣餐的日子，就是跟我讲这篇道是在一同。
Because you see, one of the reasons we have communion.
你知道吗？我们为什么要领圣餐？一个原因是
is to remind us of God's grace.
是让我们记得神的恩典。
I read recently a letter.
我最近看了一封信。
Someone had written to John Wesley.
有人给这个约翰·卫斯理写了一封信。
Said, "I'm discouraged."
他说我觉得很泄气。
It just feels like I cannot continue.
因为我觉得我实在没法撑下去。
I want to quit.
我就不想做了。
And he was writing to ask for advice.
所以他写这封信给约翰·卫斯理，想要他给他一些建议。
And I think he was expecting this great pastor to send him 4, 5, 6 steps.
所以我想他可能是指望着这个卫斯理牧师，当时那么有名的一位牧师，可以给他5、6条的人生的这个建议，让他照着做。
But Wesley wrote back this.
但是 Wesley 在回信是这样写。
Just one thing.
只写了一件事。
Sunday morning, go to church.
星期天早上来教会。
And take communion.
去领圣餐。
And when you take it,
当你领圣餐的时候，
it's not just a ritual.
不是只是一个宗教仪式。
When you take it, it is a reminder of God's grace pouring into your life.
当你领圣餐的时候，是要提醒你，神的恩典是在浇灌给你。
And so he said to this discouraged pastor.
所以威斯利就对这位这个觉得很泄气的这个人说
，When you take that bread,
你拿到这个饼
，Remember,
记得
，The body of Christ was broken for you.
这是耶稣的身体为你而破碎。
That is what gives you the strength to run.
这就是。就是这一点，他给你力量，让你能够奔跑下去。
When you drink the wine,
当你喝着杯的时候
，Remember,
要记得
，the blood of Jesus was shed for you.
这是耶稣的血为你而流。
You are not running in your own power.
你不是靠着自己的力量在奔跑。
Communion reminds us.
所以领圣餐是提醒我们。
We run in His strength.
我们是靠着他的力量在奔跑。
Whatever you face in your life.
你生命之中不管遇到什么
，Every one of us, there are going to be things that cause us to want to quit.
我们每一个人都在生命中遇到过这样的困境，我们都想要干脆不干了，就放弃。
There are going to be difficulties.
都会有遇到困难。
This morning.
但是今天早上
，As you take the bread and the wine.
当你拿到饼和这杯的时候
，Say God.
你要跟神说
，I need your strength to run the race.
主啊，我需要你的力量来帮助我完成这场比赛。
If I try to run it in my own power,
如果我靠着自己的力量去赛跑
，I'm going to fall.
我一定会跌倒。
But I'm going to run in your strength.
但是我靠着你的力量，我要奔跑下去。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, I thank you that you have invited each of us to run the race of the Christian life.
主啊，我感谢你邀请我们每一个人参加这场基督徒生命的赛跑。
There is nothing that we have done to deserve it.
我们没有做任何事来配得这份邀请。
But it is your great love alone.
但是仅仅是因为你的大爱。
It is your mercy on us when we did not deserve it.
我们不配得你的爱，你把你的慈悲给我们。
And today it is your grace that gives us strength.To keep running another week.
在今天，主啊，我们也是靠着你的力量，能够再去持续的奔跑下一周的生活。
So God, this morning, don't let us be lazy.
所以主啊，你帮助我们不要懒惰。
Don't let us just try to coast.
不要让我们只是想坐享其成。
Remind us that we must run.
提醒我们，我们必须要跑下去。
But above all,
但是最重要的
，Remind us that we run in your power.
要提醒我们，我们是靠着你的力量在奔跑。
In your strength.
是靠着你所赐的力量
，In your grace，
而且是在你的恩典之中。
I pray in Jesus' name。
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.